This is Morning Edition on NHPR. I'm Rick Gamley. The contours of the final stretch of the legislative session will come into greater clarity later today as several key and contentious pieces of legislation move ahead for votes. The GOP-led state Senate will vote on its version of the state budget. In the House, meanwhile, lawmakers will again meet at an indoor athletic complex in Bedford to act on a long list of bills. Joining us now to discuss is NHPR's senior political reporter, Josh Rogers. Morning, Josh.
Good morning, Rick.
Let's start in the Senate, Josh, where the Senate's version of the next two-year budget will be up for votes. The bottom line number on the plan is $13.5 billion. What's significant about the bill?
Well, the budget contains the tax cuts that Republicans from Governor Sununu on down have prioritized. The Senate budget also contains some non-budget items of note, an abortion ban after 24 weeks, what senators are calling the right to freedom from discrimination in public workplaces and education. That's essentially the Senate's version of the divisive concepts ban passed by the House. You know, both of those policies are attempts to limit certain kinds of teaching in schools or public sector settings around race and sex. Among other things, the Senate provision would allow public employees to opt out of trainings that suggest that race or sex might make someone inherently oppressive or oppressed, even unconsciously. The Senate language also lays the ground for lawsuits that individuals could file against school districts that don't comply. So, you know, some potentially big consequences in the language the Senate's considering. And, you know, the policies have drawn opposition from a range of groups, the New Hampshire BIA, the Business and Industry Association, and the state's Council on Diversity and Inclusion are among the critics, and both think that this sort of thing could discourage people of color from wanting to move to New Hampshire, start businesses, and, you know, could also chill teaching about racism in schools. But, you know, that's not the only big stuff in the budget. The Senate plan also includes a sweeping school choice provision, basically would create a voucher program. Other things of note, there's money for a secure psychiatric unit, $30 million. The Senate's budget also includes Governor Sununu's voluntary paid leave plan, something that he's had a hard time getting lawmakers to consider seriously. The Senate budget also removes some of the House's efforts to limit Governor Sununu's emergency powers.
Okay, well, let's talk about the governor for a minute. He was quite critical of the House budget plan, the divisive concepts policy, and, of course, the emergency power curbs on his authority in particular. Where is he on the Senate plan?
Well, I think it's fair to say that there's more in the Senate's plan that the governor likes. You know, besides this, the tax cuts, both plans shared. There's the voluntary leave plan, which he's pushed to little effect for several years. There's the psych unit, which is a longstanding goal of his that lawmakers have been relatively cool to. You know, but to date, the governor's really been pretty circumspect on a lot of details in the Senate budget. You know, we don't know where he is on the new divisive concepts language, for instance, that came out a week ago. We don't know where the governor is on the abortion ban. You know, Sununu says he supports abortion rights, and, you know, he indicated while campaigning that he didn't see the need for New Hampshire to enact fresh curbs on abortions. New Hampshire does have very few limits on the practice and hasn't added new ones in a decade. It's absolutely the case, though, that this budget is going to get out of the Senate. Expect a party line vote, but, you know, what the House makes of it also remains a big and, you know, potentially a pressing question down the line. House leaders added non-budget items to their plan earlier this spring in order to win over support from within their caucus from conservatives. Some of those conservatives are threatening to reject the Senate budget over its removal of curbs on Sununu's emergency powers. You know, it's kind of hard to say right now how significant that, you know, if it's essentially saber rattling or whether they would really move to reject a budget that didn't include those emergency curbs. And, you know, in the meantime, the House has a lot of its own non-budget work to get done.
Well, what is on the House agenda this week?
Right to work is a big one. That's a policy that would bar private sector unions from charging non-members the cost of representation. You know, as you know, this is a policy that's been debated really for decades and never succeeded in becoming state law in New Hampshire. The U.S. Supreme Court's Janus ruling back in 2018 basically ended public sector unions' ability to collect fees from non-members. And, you know, that's definitely taken some of the political heat out of this topic. But this year looks like it could be the year for right to work. Governor Sununu likes it, and it would appear to have the votes it needs to get out of the House. You know, if it does happen, New Hampshire would be the only state in the Northeast with a law on the books.
What else will you be watching for today, Josh?
Well, gun policy has been pretty conspicuous at the legislature this year, and today the House is going to vote on a bill that would end the state's involvement in conducting background checks in favor of relying on the system run by the federal government. And, one thing that's interesting about this bill is that it's actually divided gun rights advocates. Another bill I'm looking at would freeze the tipped minimum wage at $3.27 an hour right now. New Hampshire's tipped minimum wage, the wage for workers who also get tips in restaurants and other locations, is tied to the federal minimum wage. It's set at 45%. And, basically the intent of this bill would be to blunt the effect of any potential increase to the federal minimum wage, which obviously has been where it's been for some time. And, an increase to the minimum wage is within the realm of possibility with Democrats controlling Congress and the White House, but Republicans control Concord, and that's definitely being reflected in the policies likely to make it out of the legislature this year.
Okay, Josh, thank you.
You're welcome, Rick.
NHPR's senior political reporter Josh Rogers. You can find more of our coverage always, of course, at nhpr.org. And it's Morning Edition from NHPR.